Today is the Solemnity of All Saints' Day, a holy day of obligation. Today we make a special effort at this 7 a.m. hour on this first day of November, a bit chilly, dark, soon to be darker after we turn our clocks in the evening, and light snow on the ground, yet here we are, to honor the saints, to honor the church triumphant. As St. Bernard said in today's Office of Readings, our honor and devotion for them today adds nothing to them. We're not here for them. This honor and devotion we give them today serves us. It develops in us a longing to be with them. And I might add, what we do here today, we pray, creates in us their attitude, the attitude of a saint. Because attitude predisposes all of our faith. And it's really one thing we can control, far more than the weather. We can control our attitude. I give you today a few attitudes we ought to pray for. The first attitude, saints make sense and are comfortable with their present conditions. Think of the conditions in the Beatitudes our Lord described in the Gospel. Poverty, suffering, mourning, hunger, thirst, persecution. Those are the people who are blessed because they are saints. They are comfortable with their present conditions because saints have a conviction that their future is in heaven. Saints hope for their future. And so the present is all put into context. If politics or affairs of the present day get us down, saints know and always remember that their citizenship above all is in heaven. And that puts everything into context because of that attitude. Saints do not expect instant gratification. Saints exhibit an attitude of waiting. Whenever we say a prayer, think about it. We are, above all, waiting. Saints wait. And finally, I give you this attitude. If a saint were told that he or she has one day to live, one more day to live, and the saint was asked what they would like to change, the saint would respond, nothing. I'm going to do nothing, and I'm going to change nothing, because I've been living justly. I've been living how I want to live my life as a future citizen in heaven. So as pilgrims on earth, we're the church militant. We honor today the saints in heaven, the church triumphant. But yet, as pilgrims today, let's pray for those attitudes of the saints in heaven. An attitude of comfortability in the present condition. To remember we are citizens not here, but in heaven. And we wait, and in the end, we would change nothing. Amen.